Now this question Sri Krishna will answer in the third chapter. But at the moment he simply makes a statement which bombards Arjuna for the time being. So we come back to this 49. Durena hi avaram karma buddhi yoga dhananjaya buddhau sharanam anvichya kripanaha palahetava. O conqueror of wealth, karma is far inferior to the practice of buddhi yoga. Therefore, seeking refuge in the intellect, perform selfless actions. Because those who want to enjoy the fruits of their actions are kripanaha, are pitiable. Sri Krishna does not stop here to expound why a karma is inferior to knowledge, but he continues, because his main purpose here is to emphasize how, while doing action, you can be free. And the one important thing is that you cannot be free unless you regard karma to be inferior to knowledge, and unless you make buddhi yoga and you make your buddhi steady, then your karma will become steady. So he says, buddhi yogtaha jihati iha ube sikrita duskriti tasmad yogaya yujyasva yogaha karmasu kaushala. So he says, now you become united with buddhi, and when you do that, you will be able to give up the distinction between sikrita and duskrita. You will no more be bewildered by what is right action and what is wrong action. Therefore, unite yourself with yoga, and when you do that, your karma will become kaushalam, and that efficiency of action, as you rightly pointed out, that when you do real action by yoga, your action becomes most effective. Do not therefore neglect to do work. Do not therefore you do work negligently. Do not merely do because of duty I am doing it. I have to be here up to 5 o'clock, I'll be here up to 5 o'clock, then I'll go away. That is only a sense of duty, but it's not kaushalam, it is not proficiency. It's not your complete perfection of action. Now let us dwell upon this sentence very importantly, because sikrita diskriti, obey, jahati, you will be able to abandon the right and the wrong. Now this is a very difficult sentence. We have to go back to the question of Arjuna. When Arjuna started his argument as to why he will not fight, the sting of the argument was, I want to do the right action, I want to avoid the wrong action. And I find that if I fight, it will be wrong action, therefore not fighting is for me the right action. That was his conclusion. If you take the whole argument, the totality of the argument is only this: if I fight, there will be a lot of evils which will be produced. I want to avoid all the evil, I want to do the right thing, therefore I will not fight, and that is the right action. So Sri Krishna now dwells upon it and says, you are distinguishing between the right action and the wrong action. But I am giving you the key by which even this question will not arise. You are troubled because you want to decide what is right, what is wrong. But I will give you the key by which this question will not arise, jahati. You will be able to abandon both the questions, what is right and what is wrong. If you do this, buddhi yoga, if you really become completely concentrated on your buddhi, and if you do the action perfectly well, then you will go beyond the question what is right, what is wrong. What is good action, what is evil action. And this is true for everybody. You just apply this. Make your mind completely steady. You arrive at a samatvam. You say, whatever the result, I'll be able to bear it. Whatever the result, I'm doing this action, whatever the result, I'll bear it. But you do your action fully well. perfectly well. If you do it, then the action that you will do will be independent of right or wrong. You will not call it right action, you will not call it wrong action. It will be the action which will be able to avoid the distinction between the right and the wrong. It is the action. This is true of everybody in any situation when you have a doubt whether it is right or wrong and you are very, very confused. Then this is the one alchemy given by Sri Krishna. Take whatever action you are doing, you are not sure whether it is right or wrong, but whatever the results of that action, you decide to take them absolutely freely and say that you will not be afflicted. Same krutva. But do the action perfectly well, without negligence. Don't do merely as a duty, but really do it thoroughly. Then you will have no problem of right or wrong.